Greetings. I don't know how it happened, but my last Monday's blog didn't post. I thought it had posted, but somehow the magic of the internet didn't work. I had a great week of God's presence with the family of God in Bulgaria. As usual, I am blessed by all that God is doing there, and I'm encouraged by the hunger of the hearts of the church family in Bulgaria. This week, I was in the Netherlands and Portugal. I met with a core group of the church in Utrecht on Monday, and I recorded training courses in Portugal during this week. I had a great weekend in Lisbon, and today I'm editing some of the many video courses that I have recorded.
The life of God in our lives is a testimony of resurrection life, creative life, and eternal life. The flow of Holy Spirit from our lives brings life to the deadest places in our world in a supernatural way. Ezekiel 47:9-10. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. And it shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. En-Gedi and En-Eglaim are strongholds at the banks of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea derives its name from the fact that it does not contain fish. It is the lowest body of water in elevation upon the earth, and it is the highest in salt content. The strongholds of En-Gedi, fountain or spring of goats, and En-Eglaim, fountain or spring of two calves, are places that may symbolize a refuge for happiness, leaping goats, and a refuge for liberty, leaping calves. We are freed from our sin because Jesus was the sacrificial scapegoat for our inheritance in Christ. We are called to present our bodies and serve God as members of the body of Christ because Jesus sanctified us to serve God in the liberty of membership in the body of Christ. We are witnesses of Christ in the liberty of Christ in our lives. The spreading of nets is symbolized in these verses of Ezekiel to be between a spring of freedom and a spring of liberty. The river brings the freedom and liberty of life to the world. The freedom of today is because of the freedom we found yesterday. But to bring the freedom for tomorrow, we must find new freedom today. The liberty of today is because of the liberty we found yesterday. But to bring the liberty for tomorrow, we must find new liberty today. The life of God's river is in every season that comes by the eternal measurements of God's grace. The river flows towards the east. It is a glory of increasing grace. To be stuck in what God has done in the past is a hindrance to what God desires to do today. Ezekiel 47:11, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. What are the swamps and marshes in our lives? Where are we stuck in something that God did and expecting that to be the place of life for today? The methods of a previous season of God in our lives can become the imprisonment to the swamps and marshes in our lives. When we love what God has done more than we love God, we can become stuck in something that God did in the past and miss what God desires to do in our lives today. We may think that we are okay because we have some measure of water from what God did yesterday, but there is no flow of God's present purpose in our lives. When this happens, we miss the healing that God wants to give us in the new season of God. Ezekiel 47:12, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. What are our expectations in life? What direction are we facing? Are we looking towards new things or old things? Are we looking towards life or death? Are we facing sunrises or sunsets? Do we see the glass filling up or emptying? The desirable place is in the east, Genesis 2:8. To find the desirable place, our focus must be towards the east. If your focus is not towards the life that comes from the east, you are walking a path of trouble. Cain went out from the east and found himself wandering in a journey that led to disinheritance and death. Mankind journeyed from the east and built the Tower of Babel, a stronghold that bore only the fruit of human confusion and division. The seasons of God are always seasons of new life, of the increasing new day of the Lord. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.